This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
To be joined by Chloe to have a chat all about, I suppose, revitalising your home. Your page on social media is Revitalise Your Home. Chloe, first off, I suppose, can you tell us a little bit about what you do and maybe your inspiration for starting up, you know, the service that you provide for people?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Louise, for having me on. As you said, the business name is Revitalise Your Home, and I offer in-home decluttering and organising services. So basically it means I come into your house, I declutter it for you, I organise it, put the systems in place that will work long term to make your life easier at home. So all the fun organising and just the goal is to, as I said, make your life easier, to make you feel calmer and happier at home, and to give you, you know, I suppose the space to do what you actually want to do. You know, a lot of us, we spend a lot of time cleaning, tidying and doing all these things in our house. We don't really want to, we have to.
Yeah.
But really we'd like to be spending that, you know, with our family or with our kids or, you know, so on. But I suppose the business, the inspiration for the business to start, so the business is open 1 year now. And it started, I suppose, from a love of organising, but it also came from myself. So I suppose 2-3 years before starting the business, I was working in, you know, a typical 9-to-5 job, busy work. You know, you come home, you're doing the dinner, you're getting the house sorted, you know, you're doing all the normal things, I suppose, that we feel the pressure of nowadays. And then the weekend comes and the house feels on top of you. Mm-hmm. You're trying to catch up with everything. And then I began to kind of feel, okay, it's just like a never ending, you know, you're on a treadmill and it's kind of never ending. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of the issues were coming back to my home environment. So, you know, I would say no to meeting friends because I couldn't leave my home in such a mess. I'd feel guilty or I didn't want anyone else seeing my home. So it was all the feelings, I suppose, attached with it and how I felt. So I started myself kind of looking into, right, what can I do? What can I learn? How can I change it? And how can I go beyond just a simple declutter? How can I make this work forever?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be doing this all the time. So that's where I came from, and I just kept learning, and then I thought, why don't I do this for others as well?
Absolutely. And I think, like, it is really overwhelming because you think that you can do it all yourself. Like, I know myself, I started trying to declutter a room there about, like, I don't know, it must be about 3 or 4 months ago at this stage, and I've got boxes and I'm nearly falling over them going, right, I know I need to put them somewhere, or I need to bring them to the dump or the recycling or whatever it is, but it just kind of gets on top of you. And like that, you're almost guilty about making plans because you're like, oh gosh, sure, the state of those bits and pieces that I need to get rid of and everything. But like, I suppose if you're somebody, right, who gets really overwhelmed, or even, you know, we've got people who may have ADHD, and you know, it's not as simple as going, oh God, your house is cluttered, would you ever just go and clean it up? Because sometimes it can be really harsh. Like, I don't mean to get too deep in this, but like, I sometimes feel emotionally and physically stumped trying to declutter sometimes, because my mum passed away and when she did pass away I had to go through all of her stuff and I had to organise it and decide what we were going to keep and what we weren't going to keep. So it's nearly like a mental block sometimes when I go to declutter another space, that it's like, oh my gosh, am I going through the same thing again, where you're going through momentums and you're going through, you know, personal items and all of that kind of stuff. And sometimes, you know, it mightn't necessarily be procrastination, but it's just the fact that, like, you find it so difficult to try and go through things in case you come across something that's going to give you a memory, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that, you know, the sentimental side and the sentimental attachment to items is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all attached to some mad item in some way. But, you know, even to address what you kind of mentioned at the start, like, you could not say to someone, okay, your house is a mess, you need to just sort the whole thing out. Like,
yeah.
It's not that simple. You know, and we all think and feel differently. But for someone, and especially if someone does have ADHD, or if you feel that your home is completely on top of you and you don't know where to start, you know, the end goal that you want, be clear, first of all, what that end goal is.
Mm.
Like, what is it that you want? So not what you see on Instagram, what you see on the internet, that you want this picture perfect. Like, really, what do you want? Like, really get, really think deep, what do you want? And in most cases, I find when working with clients is that they want to have time in the evening to sit down with their kids, or they want to be able to invite their friends over for dinner, you know, what weekend. They want to not feel embarrassed of the space. So really get that clear, you know, what is it that you want? And that will kind of be like your motivator and your drive to keep going. And then, you know, after that, I like really start small, whether it is you open one drawer, one press, whatever, just start very small. Don't try and look at your house as a whole. You know, just keep going consistently as much as you can with the small areas. And you will start to see very soon, you know, things being decluttered, things being more organized. You'll be easier to make the dinner, you know, small things will become easier for you, but just keep consistent, but definitely start small. And I always recommend to start off with items that you have no attachment to. They don't start with like photographs or memories or, you know, baby clothes or anything that might hold a memory, or clothes belonging to a loved one that's passed, anything like that. So start with the things that you're least attached to, like cutlery, plate, those kind of things. And that you'll get into the habit, you'll get into the momentum of decluttering and organising, and you'll start to feel the power of it, and then you'll be better at doing it. So when you do come to the more difficult items, that you'll have the, you'll know how to do it, but you'll just be kind of walking through your emotions. And really, there's no answer to really, you know, people always ask me, how do I deal with these photographs along, you know, with the sentimental attachment? And when we come across these items, you don't have to declutter them. If you, you know, that's not what it's about. You could declutter your entire home and not organise it. And yeah, you might feel a little bit better, but it's not going to work. Your home's still not going to work for you. You're still going to run into daily issues, you know, that we kind of mentioned. So it's just about kind of going through those items, and maybe, you know, the photographs that we said, for an example, maybe that you have a box and you keep them out so you can look at them and they're not hidden in an attic. And, you know, so it's not, you don't have to get rid of things, and remember that, like, you're just going through them and seeing, do I need them, and where am I going to put them?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And if you are somebody who gets very overwhelmed, is there a system that you can create? You know, somebody, maybe you're somebody who starts to declutter, or I know sometimes, especially with me, if I go to change my room, and I, it actually happened to me only a couple of weeks ago that I was like, right, okay, all I need to really do in the room is change the bedclothes. But sure, I moved the bed, I, you know, moved everything all around the place. It's like I'm this person that I can't just do one small thing, it turns into a massive thing. And then you get so overwhelmed because you've got a pile of stuff over in the corner and you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I have the energy to go through it now. So maybe somebody like me, I need a bit of a system where I start small and don't necessarily think that I'm going to climb Mount Everest in a day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what you do, is start small. One thing I always recommend, I always pop it up on the socials, is a 15-minute revitalize.
Oh, yes.
So this is when you literally set your timer for 15 minutes. And in those 15 minutes, you do as much as you can. So if you're starting off, I'd recommend start off with your timer. Now, if 15 minutes you feel is too long, you can shorten it. But I remember when I started in the 15 minutes, it was a good kind of, you know, medium for me. But start just by decluttering. So timer for 15 minutes, open a press, look in it and ask yourself, do I need it? Do I use it? Do I love it? Is it staying or is it going? And yep, just go through all the items. So just start by decluttering. And even if you've done that once a week, so pick a day every week and you say to yourself, okay, Saturday morning's 15-minute timer on, I declutter, I go through all different spaces in your house if that's what you want to do, or you can focus on one small space, but you're just decluttering in that 15 minutes.
That's such a good idea, because again, like, you, at least you can put away the clothes. Like, I know we've all got the basket of clothes that, you know, the laundry seems to be some people's worst nightmare, where you always feel like you're always washing clothes, drying clothes, folding them. Then they go upstairs and they're in the basket for ages and they never get put away, and you could be taking the new clothes or the clean clothes out of the basket. And, you know, it's just a revolving kind of door of laundry. So even that 15-minute rule of that would be great. You know, just put the socks in the sock drawer. You know, hang your clothes up if they need to be hung up. You know, that kind of thing. And it's like you say, like taking chunks of, you know, chunks of the big massive pile that you feel like you need to get through and making a slow start.
Exactly, yeah. And you'd be surprised, you know, the amount you can do in 15 minutes. You know, you can get a lot done. And, you know, even if you start, when you mention the clothes is a big, big problem, you know, for a lot of people. I think we all struggle with the clothes. But if you're starting a 15-minute revitalising, you're picking your one day a week, even start with the items that are causing the most issues. So if it's clothes, you know, do what you mentioned, put the clothes away. But even open your wardrobe and look at, say, your jumpers and ask yourself, do you need them all? Or if you find that even like the cutlery or the plates seems to be building up, you know, then go through the plates. You know, do you have too many? So go through the items that are kind of causing you the most issues, because everyone's home will be different. We're all different and everyone's family is different. So do what works for you and, you know, what you would like to kind of get done, and that's it.
That makes so much sense. Chloe, I could literally have a chat to you all day about this, because I know there's going to be lots of questions coming in as well. But if anybody wants to maybe follow you online, if they want to check out some of your tips and tricks you have, where's the best place to go? And no doubt we will catch up again, because I think everybody needs a little bit of a helping hand if it is reorganisation or even just tips just to try and make a start on the clutter in their home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can follow me over on Instagram. The page is called Revitalise Your Home. And on there, you'll see tips, tricks, different services I offer and all the information. And my DMs are always open. So if you have any questions and want to know how to get started or any tips or advice, the DMs are always open. So feel free to reach out.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks so much, Chloe. Really, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you. And I've already learned so much. So I'll be looking forward to talking to you again.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Louise. Thank you. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.